Marketing Espresso, making marketing as enjoyable, energizing, and digestible as your morning coffee. Hello, hello. Thank you for tuning back into Marketing Espresso. So grateful that you've chosen to listen to this podcast. I don't take it lightly. I see how many of you listen, and I'm so grateful. As always, if you're loving it and you find that you get a lot of little nuggets from it, the one thing that you can do is just share it with your communities, anyone that you think that would, you know, get help from this podcast. That's obviously why I do it. So I'm excited. It's a Tuesday. We have a guest. I have a guest back on that I know you guys have loved from all the feedback, and I'm so excited to share her with you again. I'm, of course, talking about Michelle Clavello. Now, Michelle is the founder of Lantern Partners, a virtual CFO firm working with founder CEOs of startups and scale-ups. She has a personal love of driving entrepreneur success because early in her career, she realized there was a need for founders to have access to good commercial and strategic financial support. The business now services clients nationally and internationally across a number of industries. It is also 80% female staffed, and everyone works flexibly, both in terms of time and location, even pre-COVID. In 2022, she launched her Corporate to Consultant program, a practical guide through the key building blocks in making a successful move. Call it your 10-year head start. She's recently been named one of the top 50 women in accounting and top 50 small business leaders. She is passionate about using her voice and her stories to support women in the industry, as well as small businesses and individuals moving from corporate roles into their consulting dream. She hates the idea of feeling stuck, whether professionally or in business, when the information she shares could unlock that. I hope that you love this episode. And if you do, reach out, say hi, and don't be afraid to connect with me. Michelle, thank you so much for joining me today.
Lovely to be here.
It's good to, I will be completely transparent. Michelle and I work together. So it is so nice to have her on the podcast as a guest. This is fun for me.
And we chat all the time. So
we do. I mean, three times.
Three conversations.
So today I'm a bit excited because I think this is such an important topic that I know when I was in marketing teams, CFOs hated me because I was always asking for more money. And I think every business owner probably thinks about this. They're like, how much should I invest in my marketing?
Yeah.
And that's why I thought maybe you'd be the person to answer this question for me.
Yeah, but I'm going to be really annoying kind of as I am frequently, because I think when people ask that question, they're asking for a really binary black and white answer. You know, I should spend 10% on my marketing, or, you know, they're looking for something that they almost kind of don't have to think about. They just go, right, okay, well, I was told it was 10%, therefore I'll go forth and spend 10%, but not think about why, or if it makes sense for their goals, or if it makes sense for their business at this particular time. Because yes, in most corporates, you do have a benchmark that marketing kind of departments are given to say, you know, this is the framework and these are the guidelines that you have to work in. But that is formulated not out of thin air. That's formulated, or at least should be formulated, in line with all of the business of the company, whether they're financial, strategic, operational. And yes, they'll come out with a number, a percentage, because that just gives everybody clarity. But I think particularly as a small business, and particularly as a fast-growing business, you actually need to put a bit more thought into it and be a bit more intentional around why you are spending that money. And you're going to hate me now, Bec, but I've been running my business, which, you know, virtual CFO advisory firm, for over 10 years now. So I started kind of late 2011, and I didn't spend a cent on marketing apart from my time, which is obviously important. I do talk to people all the time about, you know, your time is actually a resource and a cost.
Yeah, totally.
But in terms of hard costs, I probably didn't spend any money on marketing until probably about, you know, 18 months, 2 years ago. And that's because my goals for the business changed. Yeah. It became really relevant at that point to spend the money, but I was spending it in a very intentional way. Before then, the goals for my business were different. So I wasn't, you know, and arguably, to be fair, I probably did leave it a little bit too late, but or leave it a little bit longer than I potentially could have done. But definitely in those early years, certainly for about half of the business, that wouldn't have been the best use of my funds.
Yeah, I agree with that though. Like, I actually don't dislike you saying that, because I think a lot of people come to marketing, they're like, I want to invest this much, but I expect X back. And if you're not at a certain point in your business, or you're not sure why you're doing what you're doing, yeah, there isn't a point to it, because you probably won't get the results that you wanted just because you're throwing money behind something. Just because you spend money on something doesn't mean it's going to get you a result if it's not well thought through.
Yeah, totally. And like I was saying, you know, earlier on, I did, although I didn't invest kind of hard dollars in those early years, definitely invested a lot of my time. You know, there are also different ways to think about your investment in marketing. It's like when people talk about training, people get very fixated on going on courses. Well, there are so many different ways to upskill yourself and train yourself that doesn't involve kind of just going on courses. And I think that you do have to think about, you know, your why and your goals and your intentions for the business, the stage that it's at, and, you know, the type of business that you are as well. You know, you think about, probably a bad time to be talking about poor old fintechs, but if you think about kind of these kind of SaaS businesses, they spend a phenomenal amount of money in their early years generating, you know, acquiring users. So much massively disproportionate to their revenue, disproportionate to a lot of operational costs, are spent on acquiring users, because that's how these businesses succeed. So their metrics are completely and utterly different. So you also need to think about kind of the type of business that you're running as well.
Yeah, I love that. I think it's really important to know that it isn't just, because I know a lot of people like, oh, you have to reinvest 10%. And like 10% is this like amazing number. And I've been guilty of saying it before too, right? I've been like, well, you know, you should look at least 10% if you want to grow the business, whatever. But I think it's a really important thing, because, you know, a consultant is going to have such a different goal to a fast food company, you know, like, and every single thing that you do, depending, you're right, on who you are as a business and what your growth goals are. Because it's also okay to do like the basics of marketing, like just, you know, occasionally put something on LinkedIn or do whatever, if you don't want to grow really quickly, or you don't have dreams to grow the business into, you know, this huge thing that you can sell. Like, obviously your goals are really going to change that. So what then would you suggest a business does to kind of figure out how to find this magic number?
So I think the first thing that you've got to do is really kind of, you know, invest the money in sitting down and building out your goals and aspirations for the business. Mm. Where are you today? Where do you want to be next year? Where do you want to be in 5 years' time? And until you set those goals, you can't, is it like lots of people kind of come just going, oh, I want a budget. I'm like, yeah, okay, but where do you want the business to go? Because then we kind of figure out the numbers underneath that. And I think it's the same with marketing as well, whether you're talking about spend or whether you're just talking about how those marketing goals support the overall goals and strategic plans for your business. All of it has to filter down from there. I think that's the first thing you've got to do. And so you sit and kind of work out what your plans are for the business. Then you work out, for all the different streams in your business, all the resources and all the investments you can make, how do those things support your goals? And then what choices do you need to make in terms of your investments, and how do you prioritize in order to achieve those goals? So it all has to fit together. You can't look at one aspect of your business in isolation. And I think that's really important. I think, you know, we all want instant gratification. We all want quick answers. But some of this stuff, it doesn't take forever, right? Everybody, you know, the world moves very quickly these days. You don't take 6 months to make a plan, but you do need to sit down and carve out some really intentional time to do that.
Yeah, I love that. That's great advice. And I think there's even the part that comes after this, is once you have figured all that stuff out and you do start implementing, well, then it's also about look at your results in order to tweak going forward. Because there's that whole, you know, well, because that investment in your marketing is obviously going to change year on year, right?
Yeah.
Depending on how it goes, or depending on, you know, is this year that I want to test something new, and that is going to cost me money.
Yeah. And it is that kind of test, iterate, test, iterate, test, iterate. Yeah. It's not, you know, with any kind of plan, it's not like you sit there, you make your plan, and then that's it. That your plan is your plan is your plan. Because God, we've all experienced it in the last couple of years, right? And it certainly hasn't got any easier now. You know, things change very quickly economically. Yeah. You do need to adapt, and your plans need to flex. And that's why, you know, any kind of plan that you do, whether it's marketing plan, financial plan, any kind of planning, it's not something you kind of just do and then put in a drawer and, you know, forget about. It needs to be a living, breathing thing within your business.
Love that. Awesome advice. Thanks, Michelle. That was very, very handy. I think everyone can go away now and just scrap the 10% rule. We can all stop trying to put a figure on it and actually figure it out for our individual business, which I think is the key there.
Yeah, I know. Annoying answer, isn't it?
I think it was a very helpful answer because I always like plug the same thing too, right? It's like people come to me and they're like, oh, I want to do all this with my marketing. I'm like, yeah, but why?
Yeah.
And it is annoying. Like straight away, people are like, well, don't ask me why. I just want to do. And it's asking people to really, and I think, you know, people get scared of the idea of planning because they think it is something that gets stuck. Mm. But no, you're right. It's such a living, breathing document. Strategies, all of it. They have to be able to adjust and turn and change. And I actually think if anything, that's a great lesson to have come out of the past few years is being your adaptability, really.
Totally. Yeah. We all just got a total boot camp in that business thinking, didn't we?
Yeah, we sure did. Well, thank you so much for joining me today. That was very, very helpful.
So welcome.
I'm sure you'll be back soon.
Bye.
Hi, Beck here, just dropping in to say that if you are struggling with your marketing planning, I have got the solution just for you. I have recently launched my marketing planner to the world, and I am offering it to you at a 5% discount for listening to the potty. You can see what's in the planner and how it's going to change your life simply by visiting my website, beckchapel.com.au, and heading to the resources section. When you're ready to check out, chuck in Potty VIP and you'll get your 5% discount. Thanks for listening, and I hope that it changes your life.